Cough Base Sivon, Tuesday the 28th of June, the Rosetta Landing and the Meraglim, Rabbi Ephraim Klein. No.
What do you about say? A few people approached me and asked me, what's it all about? All will be revealed. Bezus Hashem Yisborach. So let's start from the end to whet everybody's appetite, and then we'll work through the sugya. So there's a parasha of the Meraglim. And there's a posuk in the parasha of the Meraglim. We all know the story of how the Meraglim came home, back to the Machne Yisrael, and they said, we've come to the land, we've done our job, these are the fruits. And they said, oh, these cities are, they're way up there, they're very high cities. We saw the Amalekim, and Kolev sees which way the wind is blowing, and he says, Vayas Kolev Esa'om El Moshe. And Kolev silences the people, says Rashi, it's Moshe, sit, quiet, El Moshe against Moshe. So he pretended, it was a pretense, that he was about to launch into a diatribe against Moshe Rabbeinu. And in fact, he said, no. We will definitely go up, we are after Esau, and we will take possession of the land, because we are definitely able to overcome all. Says Rashi, Afilu bashamayim, even if we are to go to the heavens, and he's to tell us to make ladders, va'alushom, and go up there on these ladders, natsliach b'chol dvarav, we will be successful in all his words, instructions. We'll get there. Two kashas. Kasha number one is, this is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement. You're trying to encourage the Klal Yisrael to return to their allegiance to Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you're saying, go and build ladders to Shemayim. It almost smacks of the Dor HaPlugah. What is going on? That kasha the Maral asks in the Gur Aryeh. Kasha number two is that Kolev predicated his words, Rashi brings it, that when he got everybody to be silent, he said, and everyone was ready for him to launch in this diatribe against Moshe Rabbeinu. Kolev says, "Haloi korol lanu es hayom, hoirid lanu es hamon, higiz lanu es haslov. He has split the sea for us. He's brought us the mon. He has brought the slav." What is the connection between the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was an agent for Yetzias Mitzrayim and the slav and the mon? What has that got to do with climbing on ladders to Shammai? Now let's come to it via a very interesting and important sugya, which goes to the Yesodos Hadas and goes to why the Meraglim were actually guilty of Avodah Zorah. Let's start with the posuk that we say every single day. Taichin, a posuk that we say, two psukim that we say every single day in Psukah de Zimra. In Tehillim Kapitel Kuf Mem Zayin, we refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam in the context of him being Refirish for Aleim Machavit Hatzosam, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu supporting those who are disheartened, broken hearted, depressed. Moine Misper LaKochovim Luchulim Shemus Yikra. Godol Adonai Rav Koyach Lishnosim Mispor. Moine Misper LaKochovim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu counts the number of the stars, Luchulim Shemus Yikra, and he gives all of them a name. What steht da? I'm not a great bucky in astronomy, but I can't imagine in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, oh, right, you're the plough, you're the great bear, you're the astronomer, you're the solar system. What's it does? Says the Radak, and it's worthwhile to read the words of the Radak. He says the following, and it also gives us an insight that we are led to believe that Galileo, Galilei, and Copernicus, the great astronomers, were the ones that revealed to the world the secrets of the universe. It goes back to the Torah Kadosha, David HaMelech, Rishonim. Says the Radak, Hine yiskimu chachmei hatchuno, kulom, ki misbah kechovim elef umem ches. The astronomers are of the opinion that there is a finite number of stars, and they are 1,048. Im kein, mau moinem misbah kechovim. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the stars? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got better things to do than counting the stars. Even we know the number of the stars, says the Radak. Va'omer Yeshaya hamoitze b'mispat tzvom. Va'omer hakel yisbor la'avrom habet avinu, habet no shamayim osfer kechovim im tuchal yisborisom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned around to Avrom Avinu and said, look to the heavens and try and count the stars. You won't be able to. Va'amar Beldad HaShuchi, Hayesh Mispel Gududov. Beldad HaShuchi in Sefer Iyov says, is there a finite number to his hosts, to his soldiers? Now, says the Radak, Upirish HaChochom Anosi Rav Avrom Rav Chia. Ki ha-kelchovim ha-ketanim she'enom me'irim al-oretz rabim. Ein yucholim b'nei odom l'roisom. There are many, many stars in the sky. And they are not necessarily visible to the naked eye. Kol she'kein l'mroisom, misborom. Certainly not to count them. U'la'oisom she'enom me'irim al-oretz v'nivru l'msho l'aroetz lo lohei kemo she'omru l'msho b'yom v'layla. And those that do not give light that are not perceivable to the naked eye, they cannot give light, but their function is limshol b'yom v'alayla. We're going to explain that in a minute. Gam me'akolchovim anirim yesh koychov shiira shu echod v'im rabim mimnei goy v'agodol v'amrichak agodol. And of the stars that are visible, there are many, many more that we see them as being stars, but in fact, Yid Meshu Echot, you think that it's one star, but in fact, Avol Kola Kechovim Hanivroim Ein Yucholez Ba'odom Ladas Misparim. But in fact, they are, as we well know today, they are galaxies. So what is perceived by the naked eye as being a star, says the Radak, B'Shem Rav Avrom Rav Chia, are in fact galaxies. Ahilge Chazal, David HaMelech knew all about galaxies before Copernicus and Galileo Galilei. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaYodea Kol HaNisdos Hu Yodea Misparim Kibaron. So then, the only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the stars, and we're going to see in a second what the function of these stars that can't be perceived by the human eye are all about. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can count the stars. Oh yes, there is a finite number of the visible number of stars. But of those stars that we can't see, they are innumerable. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that number. He is Moina Misbele Kochovim. We've still not got to the Taich, Luchulom, Shemo Zikro. To all of them, he gives the name. Now let's go to the Rosetta landing. What was the Rosetta landing? The Rosetta landing was the EU, our friends the EU. I've opened up a Pandora's box. Didn't mean to mention the EU word, but nevertheless, it was done by the EU. The EU sent a spacecraft to land on a comet in 2004. And it took 12 years to get there. And it landed last year after 12 years and a couple of hundred days. And it was a tremendous feat of engineering that they managed to land a comet which is a few miles wide. And there were experiments on this comet. What were these experiments about? These experiments were to discover the origins of life and the origins of the universe. So they had experiments on this comet that tried to find whether there were amino acids on this comet. Because amino acids are the building blocks of life. Now let's get a little bit of an understanding of what underpins every experiment has got certain premises that underpin the experiment. What underpinned this experiment and spending millions and millions and millions of taxpayers' money to send this probe onto this comet? There are two mahalchim that throughout the Shita Al-Fashun of the Bria, the Ummas Ha'olam have struggled in terms of understanding where the Bria is coming from, where the world is coming from, what is the world. There's what's commonly known as the solid state theory, which the Rishonim refer to, Kadmus Ha'olam. That's to say the world always was, always will be, and whether there's a God or not is irrelevant because it's all just as it is. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is certainly not interested in the world. That's Kadmus. There is another theory of the Bria Sa'olam, of the world, and that is that there is a Boire. Oh yes, there's a Boire. Call the Boire Olam the Big Bang, if you will. But Ozav Hashem Et Ha'aretz V'Yad Kochavim Ma'azolos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left the world. Isn't that interesting? Yes. Could be a God who initiated a big bang, but hot nitzaton. Who cares? Hatzad HaShova Shebem of these two deyas is the following. That the world is Gush Echod. The universe, sorry. World has got two connotations. The universe, including us, are specks of cosmic stuff, are all one big stuff. We're all made of the same thing. Mimela, the scientist said, well, okay, if we can go back millions of years to the beginning of creation, to the Big Bang, we can actually discover who we are, because we're all made of the same stuff. It's all the same thing. So what do? They sent this probe right up there to a bit of stuff, a bit of cosmic stuff, das heißt a comet, and they put these experiments onto this comet, and they said, if we can discover the nature, the mahus, the chemical breakdown of this comet, that can tell us. And this comet is actually not changed in billions and billions of whatever, what have you. Yeah? Mimele is oiskishbat, we can work out from there, all about ourselves and the beginnings of life and what actually the universe is all about. That is the premise on which this experiment was set up. That is modern day thinking. That is what science says about the world today. Kunzagein the Radak. Says the Radak. Luchulam Shemus Yikro. We've discovered that the Rishonim, David HaMelech, knew all about the galaxies. And they're not perceptible to the human eye. So what are they doing there? What are Kodesh Baruch created them for? They're totally useless. Chalila. They're obsolete. They're not functional. Chalila v'chas. Shomu shemaim deir kazoi. Says the Radak. Upirusho. In L'chulon Shemis Yikra. Ki akel yisborach bro'om kulam b'mispa yodua etzloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these celestial bodies, the galaxies, the universe, with a specific number that only he knows. As far as we're concerned, the universe is infinite. And each one of these celestial bodies have got a name. What does that mean? Hanoslo, which is befitting for this particular part of the galaxy. Lefi adova shebavuroi nivra, for the function for which it was created. Lesibas oiso hadova, lesibas atzmoi. Either for creating its own right, or for a cause that it causes, an effect that it causes. Ki kol hakochavim yesh lahem koyach u'memshala. All the celestial bodies all have a power. Al yitzuri mato, on the creations down here below in this world, on Earth, planet Earth. Kol echod al min shenoytim bo koyach lasas mlachto. On every single aspect of this world. Those galactic beings, billions and millions of miles away, light years away, are all hardwired and programmed to our world. There is nothing that grows in this world, a blade of grass, that has not got one of those powers on high which is actually controlling it and making it grow. So the whole of the universe, all the infinity of the universe, is all hardwired to planet Earth. It's mind-blowing. Abba Zuzot the Radak. It's not only the Radak that says it. Actually, the Ramban in Parshas Acharemos, he's not Marich like the Radak, but the Ramban and so Parshas Acharemos also says the same Yisod as the Radak. Only he, as we'll see in the Zohar Kodesh, he focuses it even further. Not only is it hardwired to this world, it says the Ramban, it's hardwired to Eretz Yisrael, as we're going to see in the Zohar Kodesh in a minute. So let's just take a step back a second. What have we seen in the Radak? That the world is a Metzius which is totally controlled in a Ruchniistic mood by Ruchniistic beings that have a Gashmiistic veneer. Which means we have to take a step back and have a reality check. And we have to say to ourselves, well, what we actually see as being Gashmius is actually very much Ruchnius. I'm not going to go into the science shiboy, breaking everything down into elements, and really that existence is almost non-existent. We won't go there. But in this context, we need to take a reality check. That in fact, the Briyas HaOlam is Kula Ruchnius. And that's why we have galaxies, because those galaxies are actually Ruchnius Dika Briyas. And in fact, it's a Mefusha Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Gimel Hilchas Deus Halacha Tes, says, "Kol hakoychovim v'agalgalim kulam bali nefesh v'deah v'haskelim." All the universe, the solar system, the stars, the galaxies—they're all. I'm not going to translate it. Bali nefesh v'deah v'haskelim. Let's say they're ruchnis dikibrius. Vim chayim. There's a life to them. Va'oimdim. They recognize their creator. Kol echod lefi godlo lefi malosoi. Meshabchim u'mefarim leyotzram kemoi hamalochim. They give praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam like the Malachim. Ukshem shemakir mes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach makir mes atzmon. They just like they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have a self-awareness. Umakir mes HaMalachim al Ma'ala al Mehem, and they recognize the Malachim above them. So, it's clear in the Rambam, the Radak, the Ramban, that the Metzias reality is in fact a reality of Ruchnius, with a Gashmistic of veneer. Now, this permeates to our very daily existence in Halacha. We make a bracha, Hamuitzi Lechem Min Ha'oretz, when we eat bread. Fret Lagoin, the Vilna Goin, the Deus Elio, why is it we say Hamuitzi Lechem Min Ha'oretz on bread and Beri Pri Ha'adomo on vegetables? Oretz, Adomo, what's it does? Says the Goin, there are three connotations of Eretz. Eretz is Adomo, land. Eretz is Eretz Yisrael, is referred to as Eretz. And Eretz is Medina, a country. Says the Ramban, says the Goin.
What's Eretz from our country?
Read the words. Eretz is Medina, base Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Ashelosis Abay, and Eretz is Adoma. Says the Goyim, that when you have, you know, the wheat bowl in Canada, in America, that's where much of the wheat comes from, or the Ukraine. Says the Goyim, the Yenika, wait a second, let's, another kasha is, it's a kasha that the Zohar Kodesh asks, when we make a brocha on the Shiva Saminim, even if the Shiva Saminim grow in Chile, you have grapes that grow in Chile, you can pop into Tesco and buy grapes that grow in Chile or South America, you make a brocha, what have grapes that grow in Chile got to do with Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gaon that the Yenika, the source of nourishment of the Shivas HaMinim that grow outside of Eretz Yisrael, comes from Eretz Yisrael. Now, you ask a farmer who's growing his grapes in Chile, where does the unique of his grapes come from? He'll tell you, well, in Spanish, of course, he'll tell you that fertilizer. That's where the unique of his grapes that grow in Chile come from. You tell him, señor, those grapes actually get their unique, they get their fertilizer from Eretz Yisrael. He'll say, in Spanish, of course, you need to go and see a doctor, right? Elomai, what is the Goyin saying? The Goyin is saying that the Metzias of those grapes is Ruchnius. You, Mr. Chilean farmer, need to take your reality check. You do not realize the Ruchniusic dynamics of the growth of your grapes. Aye, you can't see it. What do you know? What do we all know? The Metzias is Ruchnius. So you'll see that this is fanciful thinking of the Goyin, very sort of, very interesting idea, concept. I was looking for something else, Sashkocha Protis v'schus Arabim. I found that the Zohar HaKadosh asks the Kasha, but I was looking for something else, on Shabbos, and I found the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Truma, asked the Kasha. Mamish asked the Kasha, and he says a huge yesod, which is to do with the drosha this morning. Posach Reb Yosi v'omav, v'chal tov v'sovav tov v'raftes Hashem l'kecho, al roi satov v'shen osan loch. If you're going to make the bracha on the Shivas Aminim, benching in Eretz Yisrael, fine. But outside Eretz Yisrael, what's happens? It says Alor is a toivo. Do begavnu do lo yisrach. You don't in chosid. You don't need it. Elakutshu bracha alma poligara yeshuva is tachad v'chab ilas tachad. Says the Gezer Hakadosh, powerful loshen. There's Eretz Yisrael on the one hand, and outside Eretz Yisrael is chorva, it's churban. Goes on to describe it as being a midbar. Then he talks about Klal Yisrael being in the midbar. Being the second, after going. So round the houses, the going comes. The Zohar Kodesh goes back to the Tirutz, and he says the following: Shultanusa de Rosadem Nusa, the power of the Rosadem Nusa, the secret agenda of the Rebbeinu and the Bria, is Goyem Siusa de Nekuda Lecholara Kedisha. He says everything is focused on the central point of the of Eretz HaKodesh. The whole Ashkocha El Yoina, all those Kuchovim that we've described before, they are focused on what? On the center of Eretz Yisrael. Bevei Kodesh HaKodoshim, on the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Va'af al gav dehashta lav iubikiyuma. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash today, I'm Moyadik HaZohar Kodesh. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash today, Bizchusa kol alma idzim, the whole world is sustained through the Kodesh HaKodoshim. And the needs and the sustenance and the food of everybody comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, b'chol asa sitra v'yeshuva, in every place where there's habitation. Ubegin kach afal gav dehashti Yisrael levam mi'ar kedusha. Even though today Klal Yisrael are out of Eretz Yisrael, we're not in Eretz Yisrael. In the zechus and the power of Eretz Yisrael, the whole world is sustained. The bracha comes from the Eretz HaToiva. Because of Eretz Yisrael, the whole world is provided with food and sustenance. Nishkin Iyu, Nishkin Ishmu, the sustenance of the whole world is coming from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, in the brachas that we make, there were croissants flying around this morning, right? Making alamichya. What are we thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for? For the mezona sipuka, the sustenance that we get from Eretz Yisrael. So actually, in the brachas that we make, we have to get a reality check. Right? We're not thanking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the stuff that we eat here, we're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for the sustenance that he gives us from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Either Beis HaMikdash is Choruv. No! And he goes on to say in the Zohar that that's why it says in Halacha, you're supposed to daven for Yerushalayim. Because the bread and butter, at your table. Because your bread and butter is coming from Yerushalayim. So he says, Zohar Kodesh, I'm Moedik HaZohar Kodesh. So page Kufn and Zayin Amud Beis. So again, we need to have a reality check. What is real life? Real life is Ruchnius. Now let's go one step further. You know, people say, have a heart. Have a heart. Well, he's got a heart. What's your heart? A heart's a pump. What's a heart? A heart's a pump. What do you have a heart? This is clear. He's two kidneys of Moshe, of Avraham Avinu taught him Torah. Kidneys? Kidneys is a sewage works. Cleans the body. What's it does? What's it does? Let me show you the Master Kasha. The Pachad Yitzchok, who was a Rishon who lived in the 15th century in Italy, 14th century in Italy, he asked the Kasha. He says, scientists say that brains are the source of intelligence. But we talk about the heart being a source of intelligence. Is it the mind or is it the heart? It's a ganzer sugya. So he says the following. He says, I want you to know, he says, that where science ends, Chokhmas HaTorah begins. What do they know, says the Pachad Yitzchok? We have our Kabbalah going back to Sinai in the Torah HaKadosha. It says that the source of Chokhmah is the heart that goes up to the heavens, that goes up to the brains. The Ben Ish Chai in Pashas Baloscha talks about it. Ein Shom. So let's go back to the Chet HaMeraglim. In the context of reality checks, what happened here? The Meraglim saw their existence in the Midbar as being totally ruchniistic. They come to Eretz Yisrael and they had Fleshika Eden. They saw the Bria as it was. They saw Betzuras Ad HaShemayim. And they knew they were going to have to fight a battle. They got it all right, but totally wrong. Why? Because ultimately, the reality of Klal Yisrael is Ruchnius. The reality of a war of Klal Yisrael is Ruchnius. As we've seen, the whole Bria is Ruchnius. Says the Maral, why did he talk nonsense? Why did Kolev talk about ladders? Yesh loima, dohochi omolem, afilu yesh le mazel godel bashamayim, shlo nuchal agashem. If there's a star there that these Canaanim have got, in those galaxies that are so powerful they can't overcome them, even so we can overcome them. Klal Yisrael are above mazolus. There's no such thing as nature, no such thing as stars when it comes to Klal Yisrael. We can overcome them. And that's why he referred to the Slav, the Mon, Kriyas Yam Suf, because they epitomize the fact that Klal Yisrael am lamalim nateva. Let's bizchus our emuna in the reality of Klal Yisrael bizchus to Yeshua and Gulus.